This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Kyiv and its Western allies have opened a new center in The Hague that will investigate Russia's leaders for the crime of aggression following its 2022 invasion of Ukraine. Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
The center will work alongside the International Criminal Court, which is already investigating war crimes and crimes against humanity, but not the crime of aggression. Philippe Sands is a professor of law at University College London and an expert on international justice.
That issue, aggression, the decision to wage an illegal war, is outside the jurisdiction of the International Criminal Court.
The crime of aggression is traced back to the Nuremberg trials at the end of World War II and the prosecution of Nazi leaders. It was then called Crimes Against Peace. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Ukrainians near the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, Europe's largest, are preparing for a potential meltdown and its fallout following warnings of a Russian attack on the facility. Warsaw reporter has been in contact with the residents inside Ukraine.
Scientists monitoring the situation for a possible catastrophe say the cities of Nikopol and Energodar next to the plant are in the greatest danger of radioactive contamination.
Mark Zhelezniak, a professor at the Fukushima University's Institute of Environmental Radioactivity, explains. He says the evacuation zone will be limited to a radius of between 10 and 30 kilometers. But Ukrainian authorities expect it to be larger. Ukrainian Deputy Energy Minister Yuri Vlasenko says authorities are assuming the worst-case scenario in which the contamination zone would be larger than 50 kilometers.
This is VOA News. Israel on Monday launched its most intense military operation in the occupied West Bank in nearly two decades, carrying out a series of drone attacks and sending hundreds of troops on an open-ended mission into a militant stronghold. At least eight Palestinians were killed, dozens wounded. The crackdown was reminiscent of an Israeli military tactics during the second Palestinian uprising in the early 2000s and came at a time of growing domestic pressure for a tough response to recent attacks on Israeli settlers, including a shooting last month that killed four Israelis. The operation took place in the Jenin refugee camp, an area in northern West Bank. Crowds gathered at town halls across France Monday to show solidarity with local governments targeted in six nights of violence touched off by the fatal police shooting of a 17-year-old suburban in Paris. The unrest was, which appeared to be easing Sunday night, was driven by mainly teenage backlash in the suburbs and urban housing projects against the French state that many young people with the immigrant roots say routinely discriminates against them. Police in the U.S. state of Texas are confirming reports that a man who vanished 8 years ago when he was 17 years old has been found alive.
It was March 6, 2015, when high schooler Rudy Farias disappeared while walking his dogs in Houston. A massive search was launched with no results. And now the Texas Center for the Missing says Farias was found over the weekend in front of a church in southeast Houston. But he was unresponsive and a Good Samaritan called 911. His mother says Farias, who's now 25, is getting the care he needs to help overcome trauma and says he's not communicating at this time. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Hong Kong's leader has called on eight overseas activists to turn themselves in a day after police put out bounties on them for violating the city's national security law. Police on Monday offered rewards, $1 million each, for information leading to the arrest of eight prominent democracy activists based abroad, accusing them of crimes such as subversion and colluding with foreign forces. The city leader, John Lee, said Tuesday that he supported the police action and called on the activists to surrender themselves. All eight fled Hong Kong after Beijing imposed a sweeping national security law on the financial hub in 2020 to quell dissent after huge, sometimes violent pro-democracy protests in 2019 were quashed. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.